Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 7:03. You've got Mike here, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We got to pick back up on the superlative conversation we were having earlier. You two are trying to narrow down the best running backs that the Falcons will face this season. There are some tough opponents.
It's impossible.
Well, because we were trying to get down to four earlier, a piece, and neither one of you could do it quite yet.
And I think Bo ripped off eight when he said, this is my top four.
I did. I ripped off eight.
Yeah, I was like, okay, well, that's not really the name of the game. And honestly, I think what maybe you do is you just start from the top down. I think both you and I would consider Christian McCaffrey, if he's at health and if he's in Kyle Shanahan's offense, to be one of the most dynamic threats in the NFL in terms of what's on the schedule. Can we at least meet there?
Yeah, I think he's the best running back. I think you can make a case that he is the very best running back in the NFL when healthy.
Right. I agree.
There you go.
There's one.
Okay, we got one. Three more to go.
I mean, I know what you're about to say. You're about to say Saquon's up there. Doesn't quite do it in the receiving game, as we know well here in the city of Atlanta.
Well, he had one drop.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, let's not.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. No, he's not what Chris McCaffrey is or Bijan in the receiving game.
No, he's not. He's not as good as those guys. Neither is Derrick Henry, although Derrick Henry's sneaky good in the receiving game.
I, working backwards, actually have Bucky Irving would be my second selection. He terrifies me. And not only does he terrify me, but the entire, really, that Rashad White, Sean Tucker, with everything they have going on in there, which that running game came out of nowhere last year when you think about what it was 2 years ago under Dave Canales. Obviously, that vaulted Liam Cohen into his head coaching job with the Jacksonville Jaguars, so I don't know what we're going to get out of that group this year, but Bucky Irving, to me, with what he was able to do last year, is terrifying, and the fact that you see him twice lands him at my number two spot.
Man, I don't know. It's tough for me because I got Chuba Hubbard on here as well. Chuba Hubbard terrifies me, and so does Kyren Williams. Now, it's a good point that you're going to see Bucky Irving twice, and they've got the most offensive weapons already. So of the teams that you're going to face twice, because they've got Godwin, they've got Emeka Ebuke, they've got Mike Evans. And then you put Bucky Irving, and they've got Rashad White, who's pretty good himself. So I don't know about two. I just don't know if he, I don't know if Bucky Irving's better than Jonathan Taylor or Kyren Williams. I really don't, or James Cook. But if you're going by how you, the fact that you play them, that's an interesting thing. It's hard for me.
And let me back up that conversation even further. You mentioned Jonathan Taylor, and I think he's great. I think his yardage probably outshines a little bit. For me, his yardage is a little bit higher than I actually view him as the running back, because he's been forced into situations where they've had to run the ball so many times in the last couple of years. I don't know, it was the injury 2 years ago that he was coming off. I think he's a special running back. I don't know that Jonathan Taylor will belong in my top four at the end of the day. I think that I struggled with James Conner in that conversation. I struggled with Breece Hall right there in the same conversation as Jonathan Taylor. I think they're all quality, and they're all, you could probably say they're all top 10, top 15. But in terms of the top four, like I said, I started working back with Christian McCaffrey. I included Bucky Irving because I think he is a game breaker. And then that led me to the conversation around Devon Achane about being a game breaker. Now, he's kind of the opposite. Achane's kind of the opposite of a Jonathan Taylor, where that's going to be a pass-happy offense in good circumstances, and a lot of that will be taken off his back, so maybe the yardage will not be there for an Achane. But I still think that the way he faces off with the Falcons and the challenges that he presents to this defense in particular, that I think he's a frightening thought process leading into Devon Achane being in my top four.
I think Achane is He might be more dangerous as a receiver, which is crazy to say. I mean, you look at his catches, like he had almost 80 catches and almost 600 yards. Where does Aaron Jones stand for you? Because that guy had 50 catches himself. And where I think Chuba Hubbard maybe seems to be flying under the radar, because I'm pretty sure Chuba got hurt late in the year last year.
Yeah.
And he absolutely ate us up the first time we played him.
Yeah, I'll be real. Aaron Jones, for me, not quite there.
Hmm.
I just think he's a guy that I think has shown his age a little bit as he's moved. And he'll be 31 this year. And that's like a lot of these guys. And I know that, the older running back is back in vogue. Like, it's in style these days when we look at a lot of these guys. But I don't know. I did not see the ability from him that we saw a few years back when he was, you know, at the other team in that division. So I don't know. Aaron Jones doesn't land inside my top five. I don't even know if I would bring him in my top eight. Like, he's just not there for me right now.
It's very underrated. Then you're
okay.
You're
then where do you,
he's a 1,500 yard all purpose back last
that's cool.
last year. How's he not?
I'm sorry.
How's he not the same as?
But Devon? Can we not agree that? That's what I was trying to say about Jonathan Taylor. I don't think that the running stats have everything to do with it.
He had 50 catches last year, though, Mike.
My point is that the offense that these guys are placed into have a lot to do with rushing stats and everything else. I mean, you can compile 1,500 rushing yards and be on a bad football team.
But I'm saying that he had 51 catches last year for over 400 yards.
So he's a
dual-purpose back, is my point.
Yeah. The problem is that you're splitting hairs. Like, okay, let's include Alvin Kamara in this. I mean, let's go all the way down the list and just drop everybody's stats. They've all rushed for over 1,000 yards. They've all had good seasons. Most of them have had good seasons catching the ball. I don't see him and include him in this other list of top four or top five when we look at the running backs that are going to play this year.
I'm not trying to split hairs. I'm trying to put dual purpose guys on there. That's why I've got James Cook in there, who I think is very underrated. He's as hard of a running guy that you can find, especially for his size. I just think that Aaron Jones still does something special.
He's in your top four.
I can leave Jonathan Taylor off because I don't think he can do anything.
I'm good with that.
I don't think he can do anything receiving. He just doesn't catch the ball in the backfield. I'm not sure when you go back and look at the stats why you leave Kamara off but have A-Chain on. Because they're the same player.
Statistically, yes.
So
I'm not just looking at the stats. That's my point in this whole thing.
But what's the difference in the player? Then tell
me. Because I think Devon Achane has better top-end speed, and he's more of a game-breaker when he gets going to the second and third level. That's what terrifies me about this Falcons defense, is I don't think they're good enough up front in the middle right now to stop guys from getting to the second and third level. Kamara, to me, is great. I'm glad they gave him an extension because I think that he's starting he's along with in the conversation with the running backs that to me you're starting to get north of 30. You're starting to get older. And like Devon Achane to me still has that youth, still has the game breaking speed. And I think when he goes against the Falcons defense and he gets downhill, that he's one of those guys that can break off 60 and 70 yards.
Well, I think
the other problem with this conversation is you have eight on the list. And I'm glad it's top five Tuesday because it's always like, okay, yeah, we can include eight. But the list has to be top four, top five.
Well, that's the whole point, is we're supposed to bring guys that we got to dwindle down. It's hard for me to dwindle down because I think there's quite a good running backs. But I'll tell you four I'm not leaving off. If you want to go there, then I'm not leaving off McCaffrey. I'm not leaving off Bucky Irvin. I'm not leaving off. I don't think I can leave off Chuba Hubbard because of the fact that you play him, and it's hard for me. To leave off, the problem is you go to you play guys twice and that holds extra weight. That's the problem.
I just want to make sure we have the tally correct right now. We only agree on Christian McCaffrey at this point.
I think we
agree on Bucky Irving.
We agree on Bucky Irving.
Okay, and Bucky Irving.
Yeah. But see, the problem is
that.
Do you
want to throw that out? Do you want to throw out the fact? You want to just do away with the fact that they play him twice and just go off talent of the running back alone and not talk about the actual matchup? We can do that too. I still think Bucky Irving is probably in my top five. I don't know if he's in my top four. James Cook, I think, has got to be in there.
I agree.
James Cook is, and so there you go.
But I think Bucky Irving.
Check that out.
I think Bucky Irving is a problem. He's a real problem.
I agree.
And that's why I've left him on, because he's a little. He's a little bit more he's a lot like James Cook, where he's a little bit more, but he's quicker than James Cook. He's got better movement.
I would give in on Devon Achane just simply due to the fact that I don't know what they are offensive line in Miami.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we take Achane and Kamara and say they cancel each other out? They're very similar. I think that you're underrating Kamara a lot. I really do. I really think you're underrating him.
I mean, here's the problem. I'm not underrating him. I'm telling you he's a top 10 running back. You just can't have more than four. I mean, it's hard, man.
Well, you've
said that about four different players that I'm underrating. I'm like, dude, okay, so then let's just take everybody else out.
Where does Kyren Williams rank? I'm trying to eliminate people, but you don't want to eliminate. I just told you if you gave up a guy.
I just gave him out. I said I'd give up Devon. Did I not just say I'd
you
give
did.
Up Devon Achane simply due to the fact that I don't know what his offensive line is this year?
And, Bo, to be fair, you said I'm not giving up and then listed off four people. I'm not giving up these four. Well, it's a top four list.
Well, I want him to talk me out of them.
No. Well, and look, you've got the stats all highlighted over there and all written out.
I highlighted guys that I thought I needed to be talked out of.
It sounds to me like Christian McCaffrey, Bucky Irving, even if you take away the double, I think I would have to include him in my top four because I think that he, like I talked about with Achane, they have that ability, I feel like, to be home run hitters.
And James Cook.
And I think you have to put James Cook.
So we have one guy we have to. So is it Chuba? Is it Kyren Williams?
What about James Conner?
I don't think
you're underrating James Conner.
James Conner can't stay healthy.
What do you mean?
He was healthy last year.
Rushed for over 1,000 yards last year and the year before.
That's like James Conner has a history of not staying healthy.
Yeah, when he was with Pittsburgh like 4 or 5 years ago. He's 31, just like you were talking about Aaron Jones.
He wasn't healthy with Arizona for a year or two. Yeah, he's aging. You can't have him on there. You just said so.
I'd
rather have Aaron Jones than James Conner.
I'm not putting Aaron Jones on this list.
Well, I would over Conner.
What about Breece Hall?
I love Breece Hall, but
by the way, he is
Devon Achane and Alvin Kamara.
I know we got to get to break, but if we're going to say that we can't include James Conner because he's injured, and we're going to put Christian McCaffrey as our number one, then what are we doing here? I mean, that guy, he's had one healthy season the last five.
No, he's not. He had 2 years in a row or 3 years. Once he got to San Francisco, he's been healthy until last year. Now, the problem with Christian McCaffrey is we don't know if he'll play this year.
Yeah.
We don't know if he'll ever play again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically now we're down to Bucky Irving and James Cook. You have to
include Christian McCaffrey.
I agree.
You have to include Christian.
Yeah. Okay. Well, some tough decisions do need to be made on this. I know you guys need
We've
to whittle
nowhere.
This down. I know. This is amazing that you guys have not been able to dwindle this down, but you're going to have to officially hand out that title of best running back that the Falcons will face this year. 8:20, we're going to pick this conversation back up. But next, Braves bounced back last night with a 3-2 win over the Mets. We'll recap that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Chuba Hubbard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. And it is Tuesday, which means Top 5 Tuesday is mere moments away. We've had some controversial lists coming out of Top 5 Tuesday lately, Mike. Are you going to keep that tradition going?
Well, probably. And mine will be Top 5, my favorite viral videos. Favorite viral videos of all time.
Define viral, like anything that's like just
Charlie Bitme.
I didn't even get out the name of the list, and he's already like, define what you mean. Say it with your chest. I don't know. A viral video. A video that we saw because a lot of other people were looking at it, and your algorithm just led it to your phone.
You know what a viral video is.
Yeah, I mean,
is.
Come on. Let's not split hairs here.
My God, Chipotle is my line.
I'm just trying to make
Linda,
everyone's
That's
on the same
one.
Page. I got a question for Ali before we get any further. Or do we need to clarify more of top five Tuesday?
No, man, it's coming up. You got 20 minutes. We'll be hitting it.
What are you expecting when you show up at Echo Park Speedway Friday morning? Because you've kind of been around.
Yeah.
But you just did a drive-by that one time.
Kinda.
You and Grant. So, what are you really, what are you expecting to see from us? Because now you kind of gotten, you've known me, but you kind of got to know Mike a little bit mm-hmm. more.
I think the biggest thing that was going through my mind yesterday was Saturday before we do the show at 4 o'clock from out there. I was like, what's going to be going on all day? What are we going to do?
Yeah.
Should I just hang out at the hotel or what are we going to do? I don't know.
Yeah. And that's a tough thing for, in terms of sobriety. We know you got to work later that afternoon and you're in the infield at Echo Park Speedway. So that's always a challenge.
At least you don't got to go to the driver's meeting.
Yeah, well.
You got to really be.
Oh, come on, Bo.
Yeah.
You just had
I'm going to spike this guy's drink. He's going to stumble in there.
That was good, Bo. I'm not going to lie. The way you snuck that in there was pretty pro.
Never going to get invited back after I'm done with him.
Well, you know what? Fine. Y'all take everything I say out of context. Yeah. I was being serious.
It was pretty in context, what you said.
No, it wasn't.
If you haven't caught up to what's happening, is Bo gets to go to the driver's meeting at Echo Park Speedway this weekend.
It's Father's Day gift from the station.
It's his Father's Day gift.
Yeah. And I called him a Johnny Come Lately. I've had kids for years. I don't ever get gifts like that. Never do anything for me where I get to go to the driver's meetings. I'm a bigger NASCAR fan than him.
It was his first Father's Day.
What you think?
Yeah. Mike.
That's all right.
You know, he's again, and I'm labeled the one that's always angry and in their feelings.
So this is kind of what I expect to be happening at Echo Park Speedway.
I'm sure it'll be some version of this.
Yes. Right. Oh, yeah. This is the one expectation I do have, but I have more questions than really expectations. I'm just open for the experience. I've had a great time going down to Echo Park Speedway in the past. It is a little city that pops up in the infield, and I would love to document it on social media and just be there and observe everything.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love that.
We'll have Brendan Hutchison on at 8:40 in the Life of Squid 4 to kind of break down of what is going to be going on at the actual track, so he can, maybe help you plan out your day, Allie.
Okay.
You know, you obviously can go to the garage and walk around and see, them working on the cars and stuff. I think that's so cool. I love watching these guys. I like seeing them go through inspection and stuff. And they got, these geometry-looking tools.
I don't know. I'm curious to get – I know we got to get to the Braves in just a second. Are either one of y'all – and Allie probably doesn't know this exists yet, but I'm about to introduce her to it. You know, they're doing a mid-season bracket challenge for NASCAR. This is the first race of the bracket. So, essentially, just picture – March Madness, and there's drivers matched up for the next, 5 weeks as the races are on TNT. And they're going to do a driver's challenge, and essentially you have to beat the other guy one-on-one, and whoever wins that bracket at the end of it wins $1 million.
Mm.
And so it was just launched today where on the NASCAR app you can actually put in your own bracket. If you get a perfect bracket, the way that you try to in March Madness, you actually win your own money. I think you win your own $1 million. So I'm probably going to participate in that. I think that's going to be really cool. It's something NASCAR's never done before and actually kind of was invented by Denny Hamlin, one of the drivers.
Yeah, well, some of the drivers didn't even know that was happening until approached about it. So,
what would be amazing if you both sign up for this bracket. I sign up for this bracket and I end up winning.
Honestly,
it would be typical.
And I was going to say, that's what Echo Park Speedway does. It's a little bit of a chaotic race, and that's why they made it as the first round of the challenge, where they're just like, dude, whoever you think is going to win this probably won't. So it's going to be crazy.
I guess, how do you fill out your bracket? Do you fill it out like you would March Madness, where hey, I'm going to pick who I think wins, except for my team wins everyone?
You're going to pick out a 5-12 upset? Yeah.
Or because there's no format for this.
I don't know.
It's kind of interesting.
The crappy thing is, these brackets, the seeding for them were finished 3 weeks ago. So my favorite driver, Shane Van Gisbergen, didn't even make the bracket challenge because he didn't win until last week. That's unfortunate. That's all right though. I'll find somebody else to root for. Maybe his teammate Ross Chastain,
or maybe the guy that was nice to you in an interview, Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney, who likes the nickname that you gave Echo Park Speedway.
He did like the Echo Chamber. Yeah, that's a good point.
He said it's the best one he's heard yet.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, Brendan Hutchison will be on later. We're gonna We're going to figure it out.
Yes.
We're going to figure it out.
We'll figure it out. Well, how about them Braves? They won last night against the Mets 3-2. Were you guys a little bit nervous, though? I forget what inning it was. Austin Riley. Okay, so it was the bottom of the third. Austin Riley made that catch running into the tarp off of Nimmo. And I just thought, no. Let's not have another Chris Sale moment. Like, are you guys feeling that a little bit right now with every dive you're seeing happening?
I actually wasn't with that one. And Bo's going to hate me for what I'm about to say. But as soon as I saw that catch, I was like, man, maybe he could play left field.
Oh, God.
I was like, man, it's pretty rare. He's definitely got more range than Verdugo.
You know, started.
You know why? Because that's the same ridiculousness when it's like, Caleb McGarry should be at left guard. I don't know why they didn't move him inside. Just move him inside. He can play guard. That's the same damn stuff. It drives me nuts.
It's not that crazy.
It is.
Not that crazy.
Guys have played. Not everybody's Chipper Jones that can move to left field and then come back to third base. And then move back to left field and then come back to third base.
Okay, but the guy that you're looking at playing left field used to play the infield. Okay? And I'm talking about Jerkson Profar. Like, he was an infielder for years, and then he moved to the outfield.
So that's
going to act like it just never happened.
So then Profar would come in and play. I would help play Profar at short and go trade for somebody.
No, that's not. That would not be the plan if I was moving Austin. I'd put Profar would play center.
I'm not moving Austin. See.
He's speechless. You have made Bo speechless.
Because it's so ridiculous.
I know it is. But here's the thing.
Sucks at the plate.
But here's the thing. They have pushed me to ridiculousness in trying to figure out how to fix this team. And I can't watch Michael Harris at bat any longer with runners in scoring position. I can't do it. And look, let's not act like there's not ridiculous. I will give the Braves credit in a number of different areas. They moved on from Orlando Arcia when he made the All-Star team 2 years ago. They have, after last night, in my opinion, moved on from Iglesias as the closer on this team. Dylan Lee is that guy after last night. So those are guys that under big contracts or former All-Stars, whatever, that they've moved on from because they haven't performed in the role. I realize that Michael Harris is due a ton of money. I realize he's got a ton of contract left ahead of him, and I realize he's a young player. But my gosh. Like, at what point did we figure something out to get this guy out of the lineup?
Give him a little credit. He had a sack for RBI, sack fly last night.
Yeah, I know he did. And look, the first
time.
He's
actually like third on the team in RBIs.
Yeah, he really is.
And gold glove level center fielder. I don't want to take any of that away from him, but it's just, I just look at this entire roster. I look at left, look at center, look at short. I think every Braves fan does this and goes,
how
do you fix this?
Why don't you look a second?
And that's a good point too. And he's not off my list either.
And look,
because he's brutal. He's brutal too.
I'm not sitting here saying that Michael Harris should be defended at what he's doing at the plate because it is at. I'm an on base percentage guy, and his is garbage. I mean, it's like the lowest in baseball. I think though, when it comes to the amount of runs he saves in the outfield, then there is some that there is some talking points about why you go to other places and fix first. I think he is probably the best fielding center fielder in baseball right now.
I don't dispute that at all.
So for me, that means he's the last guy because I can. And that's been the biggest conversation. I can deal with a hole in the lineup. I can't deal with four or five, and with him, Ozzy, Nick Allen, and whatever is in left field. It's pretty much you have a hole every night. You have 4 to 5 spots where that you're getting no production.
Yeah, I agree.
And
I
that's
agree.
The problem.
And that's why I'm not – because to me, he's not as bad off at the plate as Michael Harris or Nick Allen, but he's definitely not as good in the field as either one of those guys either. And that's where it's frustrating with Ozzy. It's like, dude, every now and then, you know, as a switch hitter, you get a hit and it looks really good and, you know, hopefully you're starting around into form. But at second, he can be brutal, and that's kind of where I'm at with the Verdugo, you know, the platoon situation on the left. It's like, yeah, every now and then you guys, you know, your platoon get a hit, but man, it's freaking tough watching Verdugo play left field.
Well, and that's where Eli White is a better fielder. I'm still not sure why Verdugo gets the nod more times than not. Maybe it's because he's been a better hitter in his past. There's the matchup thing, whatever. I'm not moving Austin Riley. I would bring.
I'm not either.
And you still have Nacho, and who's starting to get hot, and you could bring him up and play him at short if you think it's. But see, that's the thing where Nick Allen saves you runs too. I think that's. I think that's why Nick Allen is the second guy that you're like, no, let me get left field figured out. And if we start winning games and Profar comes back July 2nd and start playing games and we're winning and we get production there, then maybe we address shortstop. Maybe. But I just you still need to play great defense. You know, you won a 3-2 game last night. You got to win more of these run games. And that means clutch hitting.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And like I said, I'm not saying move Austin Riley to left field. I think that is a little bit ridiculous. But this team cannot move forward and be serious as contenders with the way that they are currently constructed on any given night. It just can't happen. So, yeah, I mean, some of these ideas sound a little bit crazy, and I know that Grant's probably rolling his eyes if he's listening right now. Sure he is, but I think he would agree that something has to change.
Everyone should have the privilege of watching a Braves game with Grant McCauley right now. It's
actually look forward to that.
Entertaining.
Yeah, one of these days, Grant. One of these days.
I don't know what's more interesting, reading his Twitter feed after something funny happened, like in a game happens, or just watching him watch the game.
Yeah.
Because I just know every time. I know when something happens, I know there's going to be like 30 tweets. This guy, this guy, that.
I promise you, it's watching him watch the game. Anyway, the four-game series continues tonight in New York. Spencer Strider is on the mound. And coming up, Netflix dropped the quarterback season 2 trailer. We got a little peek into Kirk Cousins' story from last season. We'll get into that. And it is Top 5 Tuesday. Mike is up this round.
Yeah, we're about to smash on this Top 5.
Oh, no.
You already know what time it is. That's coming up next in the morning show. Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game, and
the Odyssey app.
There you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. Has the music been a little harder today?
You know, I was just thinking when he's playing this, I was like, this is probably what I'm going to play when I'm driving through the tunnel at Echo Park Speedway.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Just feels like I'm just showing up for, I don't know, just looks like some of the B-reel from Talladega Nights, you know, or they're just
that's true
showing people
good
raging.
Good montage
and,
music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sounds like the music they play during a rain delay at a NASCAR race.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But yeah, it sounded like a good highlight video from a NASCAR race.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, that's it. When they're doing pre-race stuff or they're like doing it in a rain delay and they're showing highlights and stuff. This is exactly what plays.
Yeah.
Who is this, by the way?
Ding.
Ding.
GNR.
This is Guns N' Roses?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never heard this song by them. I don't
GNR
know.
GNR sounds like a tribute band. Guns N' Roses tribute.
Out to Get Me. Out to Get Me.
Oh, this is just the, this is the non-lyrical version.
Yes.
Yeah. Non-lyrical.
This hour has
straight
been
instrumental.
This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So Top 5 Tuesday is on the way. Always a lively and spirited discussion.
I was back behind the glass listening to Dylan. I needed his help with one of the edits for one of the videos, and I was in tears just listening to it all over again, and I've heard it a million times. Just what viral videos do for you.
Yeah.
Just like, dude, I could watch this 50 times and not think it's not funny.
I'm worried about this list.
Yeah.
I'm worried that I won't know. I don't know. I feel like I might be not up to date on the viral videos.
Yeah, that's probably exactly how Allie and I felt on your last list. Felt like we were kind of like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
When you're doing top five songs, rock songs that you want to see in concert, I was like, oh, this is not my wheelhouse.
Yeah, same. Like, I was like, you know, I like rock, but it's definitely not my wheelhouse. I was like, oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, I like that song. What?
No, there's nothing. They were all songs that everyone knows.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
No, but it ended up.
My feelings. I'm just saying, I think you're out of touch.
No.
The outcome of that list, Bo, was the fact that we did know the songs, and it was amazing, and I'm sure that's what's going to happen with the top five viral videos. Yeah. That's why they're viral.
Let me tell you something. We're going to hear some of the songs this weekend at Echo Park Speedway. If I have the speaker.
Do you bring a speaker?
Oh, it's going to be my Blue Tee golf one, unless you want me to bring the Echo Studio.
No, it's all good.
Well, Netflix's Quarterback Season 2 trailer dropped yesterday. This is set to release July 8th, and we are getting a little bit more insight on Kirk Cousins' season last year.
That's my quarterback.
Let's go, baby!
And we found there's an opportunity that would be a longer commitment.
This one is over. Tap it up.
What? I was surprised when the NFL draft happened.
Somebody tried to break into Joe Burrow's house.
Our backs are against the wall.
Turn it back on now.
We fight, no cap!
That's what we live for right here.
When the noise disappears, everything is falling right into place.
Let's go!
Now we're playing ball.
Hey, you like that?
This was a hard-earned Roy Rogers.
We fight no cap.
Yeah, okay, was that Kirk?
Yeah.
Okay.
We fight no cap. You know, and that's part of his persona and always has been. I don't know, like, you know what, it's going to be tough, Allie, because I think a lot of us kind of fell in love with Kirk Cousins, person and family man in the first edition of Quarterback. And now, you know, after everything that's happened in Atlanta, there are certain Falcons fans that have certain feelings about Kirk Cousins and, you know, what he kind of brings to the table. So it it just stings even more when you think back on the Marcus Mariota edition of this. It's just like, dude, can we just not be the center of negative attention in these shows?
Can we get through it unscathed? And I know, Bo, you brought up the fact that these quarterbacks do have creative control at the end of this, so they're a part of the project. But at what point during the season do you think Kirk went, uh-oh, I'm doing this Netflix series right now. This is not ideal.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably after the bye week.
Mm-hmm.
But going into the Broncos game where he's like, this is how this is going to happen. Maybe it was when he got benched and he was like, yeah, I kind of wish I wasn't doing this show now. But then again, he gets to showcase why he is, has such a good reputation in the league. I just don't want to sign up for any more of these shows. Netflix has never allowed in Flowery Branch again. Unless they're coming in to do a documentary about the Super Bowl that we're going to win in a few years.
That's a good point.
Or this year. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being – there's no positive. Every time something like this happens with the Falcons, it's always a negative. And is is Kirk Cousins the first – he's the only repeat guy on this show?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't find that shocking because I think it did a lot for him the first time around.
Yeah, but why do you need it again?
I don't know. Does he have a Kohl's sponsorship now? I don't know. Like, I'm looking at it again.
I think they felt this season was going to be special for him. So they wanted to tell that story. Yeah. It was kind of like Aaron Rodgers. If you watch that special, Enigma, that was clearly a setup for a wonderful season with the Jets. It just did not pan out.
Yeah.
As it turns out, it was a special season for Kirk Cousins. Just not the special that he wanted.
And just as a reminder, as we do every day during Mic'd Up, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I almost said this hour is brought to you by Buffalo's. That would not have been good. So it is Top 5 Tuesday. It is my turn once again to bring you guys the best of the Top 5 Tuesdays. It only comes around once every 4 weeks these days, but you know I always bring the thunder, all right? And so today I decided to, not for any given reason, I've been thinking about different topics, and I kind of store them away on my phone. I'm like, I think maybe this would be a good one. And obviously you want something with some audio impact and something that people can listen to as we're talking over the radio, and thank you so much for listening to us. I did Top 5 Viral Videos.
Okay.
My favorite viral videos, and I actually had a decently hard time kind of breaking this down. You guys had a couple of ones that you brought up earlier that I was like, yep, not on the list. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Sucks to suck. Just not part of the list. I do have two honorable mentions. I'm not going to play any sound for them, but are you guys familiar with Scarlett Takes a Tumble? Is either one of you guys familiar with Scarlett Takes a Tumble? One of the original viral videos is probably 20 years old at this point. Scarlett is just a young lady that set up her camera in her living room in her apartment, decided she was going to sing while she was standing on her coffee table, and she didn't make it. She didn't die.
Did she take a tumble?
She just took a tumble as she was singing, and then she laid on the ground for the next 10 minutes and goes, oh.
Yeah.
And also, honorable mention to Charlie Bit Me. My wife really wanted that one to be part of the top five. Charlie Bit Me, one of the classics. Didn't quite land in the top five for me just outside, so there you go.
I've never seen this video before, but I'm not sure why she thought it'd be a good idea to stand on the table.
I know. It's just like when you hear her just moan on the floor for like 5 minutes, It gets me every time.
She needed a better camera
gets me
angle.
Every single
she
time.
Thought it would work.
All right, so let's
she
start it off.
Needed a better table.
Let's start it off, and this one's going to hit close to home. This number one video that we're going to go with actually happened on Fox 5 right here in Atlanta, and it happened just up the street at Chateau Alain.
Number five.
Arts and crafts. It's a lot of fun. A whole day.
Stop.
She's actually hurt.
No, I think she is.
She's hurt. She took a hard fall off there. Boy, okay. Gosh, I hope she's okay.
Oh, okay. Man. If you want to see that one, you can look up Grape Stomping at Chateau Alain with Melissa Sander, the Fox 5 TV reporter. Unfortunate situation. She was doing a great job, but man, she tumbles out of that grape stomping pit, and those people back at the studio didn't know what to say. You could tell they're just trying so hard not to crack up.
That's why news bloopers are so great.
I know. They're like, oh, gosh. Oh, I hope she's okay. Anyways. So that was number five. Let's move on. This next one is by a gentleman named Paul Vasquez. He was standing actually in his front yard, which borders Yosemite National Park.
Number four.
Oh, God. It's so bright. Oh, my God. It's so bright and vivid. Oh, oh, oh.
Nope, that's not what you think it is.
So beautiful.
Mr. Vasquez is staring at a double rainbow.
Yes.
That has fallen over Yosemite National Park. And no, he's not on drugs, shockingly.
I know.
Yeah, he's not on drugs. He just was in the moment. He was lost in the moment. Became somewhat of a YouTube sensation. I don't want to say what I think has become of Paul Vasquez.
Oh, really?
I don't know if he's with us anymore.
I thought there was a Skittles campaign came out. Yeah,
yeah, there definitely was. Yeah, I think he was part of a Super Bowl commercial at one point. With the Skills campaign about the double rainbow.
I don't think he's looking at rainbows anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. Speaking of which, this is somebody that's not looking at rainbows anymore either. We'll move on right here. This happened in Fresno, California in 2013 as a gentleman was just catching a ride from a certain guy that was losing his mind.
Number three.
And so I grabbed the bag. I threw it over by that pole right there. And then Buddy gets out and these two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I f***ing ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash. Yeah.
The lady said you saved her life.
She was the one who got grabbed by that f***er.
Oh,
is this
my
the guy
goodness.
With the bandana? And the
yes. Guy the hitchhiker. Yeah. Guy the hitchhiker. He has his own Netflix special. Speaking of Netflix specials.
He does.
And it is crazy because he is not looking at rainbows anymore either. He has not passed away, but he is in prison.
I yes, started watching this and I can't remember what happened, but didn't he like commit murders and stuff?
Yeah, he's in prison for murder, yeah.
He saved one.
He saved one. And then, you know, and look, anybody that can hit somebody over the head with a hatchet. Is probably going to land there eventually.
Right. Why didn't we think about that before we made him this
red
hero?
Red flag.
Right.
Red flag. Interesting cat. Like they did a documentary on him, like where he spoke. It was before that, before the Netflix one, where he spoke like three languages or something crazy. Anyways, let's move on. Speaking of people that speak a lot of different languages, this one happened down near my hometown. This is from Mobile, Alabama, in Creighton, I believe it's called. This is WPMI, and this also, Allie, is a news special.
Number two.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Creighton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
The other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We'll get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
As he's talking to the passing car that's driving by, don't be afraid.
Oh, my
said it
gosh.
Could be a crackhead that climbed up in a tree.
Dude, Todd McClure every day during practice would yell out to everybody during stretch, anybody in the leprechauns at me and say, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that brings us, and I want to shout out Dylon for this one, doing the extra legwork on this. I could not find an edited version, and boy, if there was ever a viral video that needed an edited version, it is this one. This one's from Mikey and Jay, a couple of brothers from Malden, as they are going fishing out in Boston Harbor.
Number one.
Holy that thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
That thing looks hurt, Jay. Jay, that thing is hurt, bro. Holy shit, look at this thing. Oh my God, what the fuck is that, bro? Jay, what the fuck is that? Oh man, pull back up, Jay. Come on.
Oh God.
Come on, bro. Pull back up, bro. We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kid. Oh my God, that thing looks dead, man. We gotta call the aquarium or something.
Call the aquarium?
Somebody call a Coast Guard. That thing's a, it's a turtle or something, dude. I think it's a baby whale. Dude, that is my favorite video of all time. The baby whale video of those two guys, just brothers out there, just losing their minds trying to identify. I think it was a sunfish that was actually in Boston Harbor. Huge fish that kind of swims on its side,
uh-huh.
So you can't really tell what it is, but they went through all the emotions. Somebody call the aquarium or something, dude. Oh, God, so good. I'm sure that I missed whatever y'all's top viral videos are, but those are mine.
Man, I do love this list. I will save my thoughts coming up next for that when we do Wake Up Call, but I've got to say that number one I've never seen.
Wow.
You've never seen
the baby whale video?
No, I've never seen the baby
whale.
But now I get to experience it.
Yes,
so this is
dude.
Great.
Their excitement just escalates through all 3 minutes of the video.
I had at least seen that one. I had never
seen.
There's a couple I hadn't seen on this list, but I had definitely seen the fish one.
We got to call the aquarium or something, dude.
We're going to continue this conversation. We've also got the wake-up call on the way, 404-726-0929. What do you think of Mike's top five Tuesday picks? What viral videos do you love? And also, what cookout hosting tips would you have for someone who really has never hosted a party before? Me, when we're still moving into our house.
It's called a barbecue. That's the first thing.
404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.